Now, the rest of the story. It was 6 a.m. on a Wednesday of this year. Donald Cram was fast asleep when the phone rang. There was background noise and a foreign accent on the line. The caller at the other end of the line said he was Tord Gnelius, secretary of the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences in Stockholm. The caller said, congratulations. And he proceeded to inform Donald Cram that for his outstanding work in the field of chemistry, he had won the Nobel Prize. Now, wait a minute. You must hear the rest of the story. When Donald was yet a student at the University of Southern California, he was asked to perform some special research for the United States Navy. The Navy wanted to dye their uniforms with a substance that would change color when exposed to potentially hazardous radiation. Donald's scientific mission was to discover that substance. And for more than a year, he tested various dyes on an elaborate apparatus designed to focus intense light on sample solutions. A spectrophotometer was used to measure minute variations in color. You may have heard that our Navy is, in fact, in possession of a formula, a special uniform dye that turns pale pink when irradiated and then returns to normal color when the source of radiation is removed. Well, it was Donald Cram who subsequently graduated at the top of his class. It was Donald Cram who discovered that chameleon dye. And thus Donald had indeed distinguished himself in the field of chemistry. But when he received that telephone call from Sweden informing him that he'd won the Nobel Prize, he just thanked the caller and chuckled and returned to bed. His wife, Carol, lying next to him, asked, who was that? And Donald chuckled again and said, I've just been awarded the Nobel Prize for chemistry. And Carol said, that's nice, dear. And they both went back to sleep. It was morning before it occurred to Donald Cram that the call might not have been a practical joke. My goodness. What if the caller, in fact, might have been the secretary of the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences? And even as he was pondering the question, the telephone rang again. It was the same caller, similarly identified. No, he insisted it was not a joke. Donald Cram had indeed been awarded the Nobel Prize. Donald said, now, wait a minute. Said he knew he was good, but not that good. There had to be some mistake. Well, there was. You see, the real Nobel Prize winner lived across town, a UCLA chemistry professor named Donald J. Cram. The person Secretary Gnelius had routed out of bed at 6 a.m. was Donald O. Cram, entirely unrelated, whose considerable contributions to science were recognized almost. And now you know the rest of the story.